Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we are talking about light language. What is light language? How does it bypass our ego or mental body that may be holding us back? How does light language support us in releasing clutter? How do we create more confidence, more joy, and more happiness? We wrap up our month focusing on thinking outside the box when it comes to clearing clutter.
Are you overwhelmed by clutter, looking to organize your life? Do you feel stuck and are ready for a change? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer and coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as she supports you in navigating the waters of decluttering your life and getting organized. Julie thinks outside the box and examines clutter in all areas, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, and more. Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life?
All right, everyone. This is the most out of the box I've ever been on the podcast. I'm super excited today. I have had the opportunity to work with today's guest. Yes, that's plural. You understand. I'm going to let him explain what I mean by guest soon enough. Light language is pretty incredible. I am someone who is really open to many things, but I always retain a healthy amount of skepticism. And Matt and Mantar are based in New Zealand. I had someone recently comment on YouTube, but how can long distance healing work? And everything's energy. It's all about the energy when we boil it down, even though we talk about all the different types of clutter on the show. This is really going to focus a lot on energy and how it's all related. All right, so I'm going to tell you about today's guest. Matt Andrews' spiritual path has been predominantly one of disciplined yoga and meditation practice, including the path of selfless service and devotion. He has traveled to India and Europe many times for instruction and inspiration. He has been teaching yoga and meditation since 1998 and with his wife Marie at Kapiti Yoga in New Zealand. He is a conscious channel and works with the angelic beings Mantara. Welcome, Matt.
Hey, how are you guys all going? Julie, so much for having us.
We are excited to have you. So Matt, in your own words, can you describe what exactly Mantara is?
Okay, I'll go for the abridged version. Mantara is a huge group of angelic beings. Now, the term angelic beings is open for debate, and I'm not going to go too much into the differences of how beings differentiate themselves in spirit, but we all have origins. And one of the origins that from source, obviously, we're all from source, and then it splits out. And one that splits through is angelic. So many of us walking the earth are of angelic origin. Many in spirit are of angelic origin also. Some angels are very, very pure in that they have never incarnated onto any plane, but some have. So Mantara is a collective of different varieties of angelic beings, basically. And it's quite a big collective, well over thousands.
Excellent. Now, can you explain to us, and we're going to do a demonstration later on, if that's okay with Mantara, to give people an idea of what light language is?
Yes. Okay, so light language is of transmitting energy. That's it, basically. Just like laying your hands over someone is a means of transmitting energy, just as using intention and prayer is a means of transmitting energy, light language uses the carrier waves of sound to transmit energy. So a lot of the sounds that we make when we're speaking light language is actually just energy transfer methods. So getting out of the idea that it's all just information, because we tend to put the term language meaning information for our intellect, but light language is so much more than that. It does bring through information that the intellect can use on some level, but more talking to or bringing energies through that you feel on many, many different levels. So your physical body feels it and understands it. Your emotional body feels it and understands it. Your mental body, bypassing the intellect, can also be spoken to and helped with language, this light language that comes in and talks to the structures of your mental body. And also we can speak, or they can speak more to the soul self and the energy bodies themselves to help realign and to declutter, right, to release.
Absolutely. Now, I'd like to talk about safety and security. I've worked with you, I've listened to some of your calls, and this is something that you talk a lot about. And obviously, if we don't feel safe or secure, that's going to create physical clutter because we think, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be abundant in the future. I have to hold on to anything. And fear obviously can create a lot of mental, emotional, spiritual, and energetic clutter, what I would call. You call this a foundational vibration. What do you mean by that?
Yeah. Well, because if you're not in the world, you are never going to relax. So when I talk about a foundation, it's what everything is built on, right? Okay, just the same as the foundations to a building is what it's built on. The foundations to your spiritual well-being, I'll use that term, is feeling safe in the world and feeling worthy, okay? There's two foundations that we talk a lot about. One is safety, one is worthiness. Until you're feeling safe and worthy in the world, you can forget about happiness and joy and love and those other vibrations because you can simply not have them. You can't even relax until you feel safe and worthy. You can't have abundance until you feel safe and worthy because you are the whole time in survival mode trying with your intellect to stay safe and secure in the world because you don't feel it inside. You don't feel safe. And until you feel safe, you're always going to be on guard trying to make your world safe, which is coming from fear, right? It's all from fear.
And so how does light language and Mantara help kind of cut through? And I don't want to label the ego as bad because I don't believe in that duality of good and bad. The ego has a job to do. I couldn't do this interview with you unless I had prepared and edit and all that. So the ego definitely has a purpose, but how does it kind of cut through all the crap, all the clutter to be like, okay, this supports you in feeling safe?
Yeah, that's a great question. So exactly as you said, it's very important for us as incarnated beings to have ego and to be honest, even incarnate or disincarnate beings, right? So the masters and the angelics have ego. Any being that's separate from source must have ego because ego is the aspect of us that maintains that we are separate. Okay, so exactly, we're not trying to destroy the ego or surpass the ego, but what helps is if we can allow the ego to evolve to the point where it is less trying so hard intellectually or externally to keep us safe. So the light language can basically cut through a lot of that sort of stuff, a lot of our like clutter, which is basically what it is. So it's the past life experiences, the early this life experiences, traumatic experiences, experiences that proved to you that you are not safe and that you're hanging on to, and then have created the belief systems in yourself that you have to work hard to stay safe, you have to be on guard about this and that, and whole heap of mental prerequisites that you have about keeping safe and secure and earning a living and surviving in this world. A lot of it is just belief system that is not actually correct. You know, it's not the reality. It is your reality because you believe it, okay? So the light language goes in behind all of that because we surpass the intellectual mind and we slide into helping to release the stuff that's beneath it all. What are the experiences you had in the past that are creating your belief system that life was supposed to be hard, okay? Life's not supposed to be easy or whatever, however we describe that. You know, you have to work hard for your money. Life is cruel. Life's not fair. All of those overriding belief systems that people have, which is definitely shaping the experience they have because everything we see from the external world comes through our filters, which is our belief systems. And so to go in behind and remove the energies that created those belief systems, then allow the belief systems to fall away much more easily and naturally and comfortably so that we don't have to go in there fighting with our belief systems. A lot of people do this mindset work where they really try to reprogram themselves against what they currently believe. And you only basically believe create another strong belief system that, while it may be more appropriate for now, is still a limited belief system. So if we can go through and clear out the background, we can allow you to exist in the world with less need for belief systems and more ability to just be authentically yourself and act through intuitive guidance, or act through your heart, however you want to describe that way of being, where you don't need to rely on a mental structure of a belief system to decide how to act in each and every situation, and you can allow yourself to follow your heart.
I love that. This brings up an interesting question. I heard about this study that I want to find and read the whole study, but I believe it was England. And I'm always fascinated when the spirituality and the science are able to mesh, because that just makes me so excited. But what they said, you know, most people have heard, I think it's, we do not use 97% of our brain power. But what they discovered in the study is, even if you're doing all the work in the 3%, that big iceberg of the 97%, that's what's creating your reality. It doesn't matter if you say, I'm not going to eat the chocolate chip cookie. If your iceberg is, I'm going to eat the chocolate chip cookie, that's what's going to come up, and it's almost out of your control. So yes. Can you talk a little bit about that, and maybe how Mantaro is able, because I think we all need to increase our awareness. I know working with you, you were able to help me, support me coming to the surface. Oh, I wasn't even aware that I had that belief.
Yes. Yes, true. We all have, you know, many, many beliefs that are subconscious, that are hidden, and they are still affecting us very, very much. That is true. That is true. The 3% is a very important part, because it's like the lid on that. And getting the 3% involved, the conscious mind involved in allowing stuff to come up and out and to what we put in there, is very important part of progressing. So don't underestimate your 3%, but at the same time, the 3% becomes a volcano of the 97% when it gets going. So yes, the light language works, and it's beyond Matt, right? I don't understand what's going on. When Mantaro works through me, basically we're partnering up with the clients, which can be plural, right? Group work, and it can be in the future too, when people re-listen to stuff. So whoever's re-listening to it, basically the call goes out through that language for your higher self to come in and take a partnership role with the Mantaro being. So your higher self is basically in command of the process, and people who don't understand what their higher self is, it's the greater aspect of you that's not particularly incarnate at the moment. Okay, we don't need to go there too deeply. But anyway, so it's aspects of you, right? More spiritual aspects of you come in to decide and choose what is best to release from your field. And then the Mantaro beings, the angelic beings, can help that happen, because it gets very tangled to that 97% has been with you for a long time in your subconscious, through lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, having experience after experience. Many of the experiences are building on themselves, because if you have a belief in yourself that you're not worthy and that you always get abused, then guess what? You keep experiencing lifetime after lifetime. You keep getting abused. Every time you're abused, it reinforces that belief system in you. So it gets very, very tangled in there. And the light language goes through, and it does a couple of things. One, it really helps you, the personality, to relax and to open up, so that we can get into, so the angelic beings can get into your energetic field much more easily and help it to move. It creates a lot of expansion in that field. So an expansion is basically just getting bigger. So instead of being all tangled up, it creates more space between all of those different experiences. So the ones that are really discordant can be picked out of your past. And the angelics help your higher self with that. Your higher self is choosing. The angelic beings are helping to do the technical work to get those experiences out of your field, so that you can be more free to act from your higher guidance. How did I go?
Excellent. Now, would you be willing, is Mantaro up for a short demonstration? So people, if they've never been exposed to light language, it's really fascinating, but are they up for that?
Yes, of course.
And I just want to let everyone know, you know, this is recorded. You can download it. you might fall asleep. So I would ask that you do this while you're at home listening to this part, not at the gym or driving. Matt can maybe explain a little bit of what happens, but the first time I listened to him, it was great. I fell asleep, but that's, I think I have sometimes have a very strong body personality / mental body, and Mantara was able to cut through that.
Yes. Perfect, Julie. Perfect. It's true that quite often through, and as your higher self comes in, if you are particularly resistant to it and there's not a slur on you, right? But if you're, because most people fall asleep at some stage working with me, but egos and the structures can be very strong. And one of the ways that the higher self helps to create that expansion and helps to create that freedom and relaxation in you to do the work is to basically anesthetize you. Okay. It's just the same as a surgeon does before they cut you open. It's no good with you squirming around on the table in pain. So they do the same thing spiritually. They'll zone you out. Either you go into la la land where you're still sort of awake, but you're not quite sure what's going on. And it can be, some people report having amazing experiences, seeing all sorts of visions. Not everyone, everyone's different, but some people go off on a very dreamy sort of space like that. Other people stay quite conscious and experience what's going on in their body as it's working. And sometimes that can be a little unpleasant, right? Some people feel random pains come up in their body, and that's perfectly normal. It's just energy moving. It doesn't last terribly long, so don't freak out if all of a sudden something starts hurting while the light language is going on. It's just an energy leaving. The same thing can happen emotionally. Emotions can come up from nowhere and can feel a little overwhelming, and that is also okay. Don't freak out. Just keep breathing, and it'll move through.
Surrounded by clutter, tired of the stress it creates, ready to find peace of mind and reduce your anxiety? Our comprehensive How to Declutter Your Life course guides you step by step in how to clear clutter and simplify your life. Each section is 3 months, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, and features manageable to-dos. A bonus month on clearing energetic clutter is also included. Choose either workbook or video course. How to Declutter Your Life is designed to build a strong foundation for releasing clutter and continued personal growth. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
So the most important thing is not to try, okay? So you don't need to listen either. It's not for your ears. You don't need to work it out. You don't need to listen to the repeating sounds and try and make sense of it, okay? Because it's not for your intellect. Nothing there is for your intellect. If something comes through for your intellect, we'll say it in English, okay? So you'll have it. And even if you're asleep when we say something in English, you can listen back, okay? So you don't need to struggle to not miss out. Just let yourself go wherever you go. I guess the question is, Julie, purpose. What do we want to help people with?
Removing clutter, or, you know, if there's something Mantara feels guided to share with people. You know, I talk about clutter, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic. We cover it all. So whatever they feel guided.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Because we do need to set intention, right? It doesn't just come through for no reason. So if we bring the intention into help us all, right, including Matt, I get help when I do this, to help us all listening now and in the future and at any time in time and space about feeling safe to release our clutter on physical, mental, emotional, energetic realms, okay? So we're feeling safe to allow ourselves to declutter our world on all levels. So a lot of what Mantara talks about is that the physical world always follows behind the energetic world. So if we help to release the clutter internally, which a lot of that clutter is idea of lack and the need to hang on to things because we might need it in the future, all of that sort of programming, if we allow all of that to fall away, then naturally you are going to feel much more comfortable with getting rid of stuff that's cluttering up your external environment, right? That all that extra stuff in the kitchen that you just might need one day, all that extra stuff in the garage you just might need one day, the stuff that piles up around the house, you know, paperwork that you might just need to refer back to, but really what are the chances, you know? And we can release, and you can allow yourself to release all of that without having to really battle too much with yourself, you know, because that battling idea, the need to push through to get rid of this stuff, is not so beneficial. It's much easier if you can release it all very naturally. And so we're already working with the energies right now. I'm just sort of warming into it for you all to relax, because we do work with English as well. So as we talk in English, we're sort of just warming into the light language, and it's just going to start flowing through in a moment. So as you breathe and relax and allow yourself to soften into the idea that all the stuff that you've collected around yourself physically is just there to meet an energetic need that you don't feel safe, and that if you can just allow yourself to let go of keeping you out of the feeling of being safe, then feeling safe will be very natural for you. You don't need to try and create it. We're just going to ask you to choose it. So as you breathe in, just choosing to breathe in a beautiful, strong light into your field, and know that it comes with a beautiful energy of safety. Beautiful inherent energy of being safe, because as you become more and more of your divine light, as you hold more and more God, if you like that term, or universe or source energy in yourself, then of course inherently you are more safe, right? Because you're more divine. And what's not safe about being divine? Know that divine is the strongest energy here on the plane, on any plane, and as you embody more of it, you are inherently more safe. So we're just asking you, or inviting you, to choose to just breathe in and feel it coming in. Beautiful. So the language is going to come flowing through. You just keep with your breathing and allow yourself to flow with it. One thing I didn't ask you is, how long am I going for before I start? Your time frame.
You know what? It is whatever you feel. 5 minutes maybe. I mean, a short, it's whatever. Okay. 10 minutes. I wouldn't make it super long.
No, thank you. Thank you. Because I can, otherwise we can go. You know, we can go.
I know. You, Matt, trust me. You join one of his groups, Matt can go a really long time.
Yes. Okay. So beautiful. We've got that in that intention in place that we're not going for. We're going for about 7 minutes here. Seven's a beautiful number. Okay. Enjoy, says, to allow it to flow through you. It is going to come through hard and fast, so don't get too much of a shock. It's to shake you into this space. It's to help release all this stuff. You just fall into the space. Don't get too caught up in the sounds. Much love. Enjoy. Don't forget to keep breathing. Get to the car. So just gently bringing yourself into your core, into your solar plexus, into your upper abdomen, just with your awareness, and just choose to feel the breath flowing through that space. Without needing to overemphasize your breath, just allow it to flow in deep. As you breathe in, as you inhale, as you inspire, choosing to encourage the energy or the vibration of safety to build, to grow in your core. Feel the light, beautiful, strong, nurturing, confident light coming in with this energy of safety. And as you breathe out, allow this energy to wash out through you, through every single cell of your being, out through your emotional body, your mental body, your energetic and spiritual bodies, way out to infinity and beyond. With each inhalation, this energy is rising up from within you, feeling safe and confident in your core. With each exhalation, it's washing out through you and it's purifying. It's decluttering. It's helping to release and untangle those energies that you've carried in your field for so long. Those energies that have kept you out of feeling safe in your world. Those energies that have kept you fearful, trying hard, working hard to survive. Those energies that have kept you inherently feeling that you are not enough, that you will never be successful, that you must prove yourself every step of the way. Release. Let them flow out. Now, the emphasis on the inhalation, what you're bringing in, because that vibration is what is doing the work. We're not forcefully trying to release these energies from our field. We're just allowing all of the discord, and we're allowing the clutter to be removed. Our job is to keep choosing, what you inspire. Safety, worthiness, confidence, divine light. As you breathe that into your field, it does the work. And we just breathe out and relax and allow it to do the work. Allow the stuff to flow out of your field. It is that simple, and it will be that simple if you allow it to be. And while the mind might be telling you that you need to jump through some more hoops to allow yourself to spiritually evolve in this way, it's simply not the truth. Allow yourself to consistently breathe like this. Consistently choose to feel and to own the vibration of safety within you, and your fears will have to leave. Note that they might not leave so peacefully. Very often we will feel them come up to be released. And at that point you have another choice, whether you focus on what's come up for release or whether you focus back on feeling safe. Obviously, if you can choose to feel safe, the fears will release very easily. And if you choose to focus on the fears or the doubts or whatever else has come up, maybe it's pain in your body, as you focus on it, you entrench at it, you push it back into your field. This is where the discipline comes in. While this process is very simple, it does take some discipline. So you breathe in the safety, you breathe out and allow whatever's leaving to go. As you feel it go, you must choose then not to focus on it. That's the hard bit for humans. And simply just redirect your attention back to what you are choosing, to feel safe, to feel worthy, to feel confident, to feel free, free of the clutter, free of the past, so that you can feel love, so that you can feel joy, so that you can feel all of the higher vibrations that you desire to feel, abundance, and prosperity. And all that other stuff flows through when you can really manage to feel safe and worthy in this world. It is just a choice, and it's your choice. No one can take that choice off you. And at the same time, no one can make the choice for you. Sure, we can support you. We can create beautiful light language experiences for you to move faster through this process. But still, the choice is yours. The more you can commit to making your choice consistently, the faster and the easier and the more joyfully you will pass through this process, and you will become free to enjoy your life. Free of your clutter. Free of your fears. And above all, my friends, know without a shadow of a doubt that you are loved and supported by many, many beings in spirit. You are loved. And in reality, you are love itself. So from that space of being loved and knowing that you are loved, choose well for yourself. Choose what you allow yourself to focus on. Focus on what you are choosing rather than what you are experiencing. The experiences that you're having right now are created by what you are releasing. Choose to focus on what you are creating. Mantara. So it is. It is so. Now and always and in always. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you.
Surrounded by clutter, tired of the stress it creates, ready to find peace of mind and reduce your anxiety, our comprehensive How to Declutter Your Life course guides you step by step in how to clear clutter and simplify your life. Each section is 3 months, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, and features manageable to-dos. A bonus month on clearing energetic clutter is also included. Choose either workbook or video course. How to Declutter Your Life is designed to build a strong foundation for releasing clutter and continued personal growth. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
My stomach immediately popped out, which said to me, I've kind of been in a funk for the past couple days. And so thank you, Mantarik. I was releasing, yawning, and you might want to add to this yawning, crying, or just simply ways of releasing, but I have been like, ugh, and so I was like, wow, I really noticed it. Boom, stomach, bam, right there, popped out. So thank you.
Perfect.
Now, Matt, can Perfect. You, I like to do takeaways on each podcast for people to just kind of summarize it. What would Mantara like to leave people with? What takeaways from today's podcast would they like to share?
Okay. Well, it is all your choice. So it's all your choice. Whatever's happening in the world, you can't obviously control what experiences come into your world, but your choice how you respond. If you respond by falling into the external environment and the fear that it brings up and start working from an external point of view, trying to fix and solve these problems, creating a lot of tension in your field, that's what you are focused on. That's what you're going to keep recreating. If you can come back to choosing how you wish to be, despite what you're experiencing, okay? Of course, you need to respond to what comes up in our field. We need to take appropriate action, but doing it from the space of love from inside rather than from the fear-based thoughts that need to return the world. So I guess the short version is choose, right? You're at choice, and choose to focus on what you are choosing to create in your being rather than what you are experiencing.
Excellent. And that's great advice, especially we need that here in the U.S. with the crazy presidential election we've got going on. Now, Matt, how can people how can people find out more information about you? I know you do groups, you do private sessions. What would you like to share with everyone?
Well, probably the best place to start is just to look us out on Google, right? So it's www.mantara, MANTARA.NZ, NZ for New Zealand, that's it. Mantara.NZ, our free light language process there, session there. It's a beautiful one on stepping into your power, feeling more empowered in the world. If you like that, then there's a shop there and there's more information there, and you can check us out on Facebook as well. There's a link on the website to join onto the Facebook group. Follow your nose, basically.
He also has a YouTube channel with some videos up. So if you wanted to get a little more of examples of light language, there's that as well.
Correct.
All right. Thank you, Matt and Mantara. We appreciate you coming on today.
It's been our absolute pleasure. Thank you, Julie, for giving us this platform to share what we do with all of you beautiful people who are listening to this at any stage in any dimension or place. It is always our pleasure to share what we can to help us all transform, because knowing that, you know, we look out at the world and how interesting it looks, I'll use that word at the moment, know that the only way that the world is going to change is not through activism, it's not through getting stomping up and down, it's from changing in yourself first, okay? As we all start to choose to feel safe and worthy in ourselves, we will release our fears and we will find peace. And when we all do that, or at least a number of us start to do that, it is going to flow out to everyone. And everyone feels the peace that you are and chooses peace for themselves. It really is, as the great saint Mahatma Gandhi said, be the change you want to see. It's no point shouting about what you don't like in the world. No point focusing on what you don't like. Focus on what you are choosing for yourself, and that will make the biggest difference in the world. Much, much love to you all.
All right. Thank you so much, because we are all part of the oneness, my friends. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to clear clutter and share your gifts with the world? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. So what step will you take today? Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of our 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter. Julie Caraccio provides coaching, professional organizing and speaking, organizing classes, positive affirmations, and her unique How to Declutter Your Life course. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Subscribe to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out and join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m.